This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 18 for Wednesday, August 14th. I'm Phil Franz Warkenton. The ICE Futures canola market was stronger Wednesday, correcting off contract lows amid ideas the losses were looking overdone. Canola up $3 to $9, November up $8.90 at $577.50 per ton. Fund short covering accounted for much of the activity as speculators took profits on their large bearish positions. However, traders cautioned the move could be a dead cat bounce with most technical indicators still pointed lower. Gains in Chicago soybeans were supportive, but soy oil remained pointed lower. Ongoing uncertainty over Western Canadian crop conditions was a feature in the background. In the U.S., activity was mixed, with gains in soybeans and corn, and a mixed tone in wheat. Soybeans thought to be due for a correction after falling to contract lows yesterday, November up 6 cents at $9.68 per bushel. Chart-based positioning was the feature, with no real change to the underlying bearish fundamentals, as U.S. crop weather remains favorable and supply projections keep rising. A lack of any fresh export business this morning tempered the advances as the U.S. continues to face stiff competition out of South America. Corn also seeing a profit-taking correction after recent losses. The September contract up 3 cents at $3.81 per bushel. Reports out of Ukraine that corn production there could be cut by as much as 10 million tons this year due to drought during the growing season was supportive, but U.S. crop weather remains ideal with more beneficial rains in the forecast. Wheat ending mixed. Minneapolis spring wheat down a penny in the September contract at $5.92 per bushel. Kansas City hard red winter wheat down 1.5 cents at $5.46 per bushel. Chicago soft wheat, though, up 6 cents in September at $5.34¾. Ongoing production concerns out of Europe remained supportive, with France looking at its smallest wheat crop of the past 40 years. However, seasonal harvest pressure from the U.S. did keep a lid on the upside. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, August 14th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Franz Warkenton.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.